This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Yeah. If you've known poverty, that should scare you enough to not fall into the same trap.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to assume that by the time you are sitting down and thinking, I want to have financial goals, or I have financial goals and what goals do I begin tackling? You've sat down and taken stock of your life. So for starters, I know people want to reduce their spending. We're coming from a very heavy spend period with the festivities. So top of list would be reduce spending.
Hi and happy new year. It's 2024 and Make Money the Podcast is back on the road again. It's a different year, but the mission remains the same. It's having informative discussions on money, letting you in on the avenues of creating, saving, and investing your money. And as a tradition for a new year, people will take this time to create set new goals. And with the many new year resolutions one might have, redefining money goals makes for part of it. To have this discussion today, I'm joined by Muthoni Muchai. Muthoni Muchai is an excellence life coach. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much, Kefa. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so first of all, if you can tell us more about yourself and what, you know, excellence life coaching involves.
My name is Muthoni Muchai, as you have said it right. I am a certified excellence life coach. So I support individuals who want to create a sustainable change, long-term change in their lives, be it in their careers, their professions, and their leadership. I do this under the Boardroom of Life, which is the company I do the coaching under.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's the start of the year and a lot of people are still maybe finalizing on their new year resolutions. And we know part of the resolutions also involve a lot to do with money. Saving more money is one of the standout resolutions people have on the financial side of things. Getting a new job, mm-hmm. maybe getting a secondary income, starting a side hustle. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of goals that people, you know, from person to person, they might have. And of course, for me, then the first one becomes then, for yourself, mm-hmm. what are some of those biggest financial goals? Have you seen, you know, people, maybe your clients, mm-hmm. people, you know, trying to achieve this year?
All right.
Yeah.
So for starters, I know people want to reduce their spending. We're coming from a very heavy spend period with the festivities. So top of list would be reduce spending. The second, I'd put it at tackling debt. I've also heard of building an emergency fund to sort of cushion them in the event their businesses don't, you know, go as planned or they lose their jobs. Budgeting, saving more, investments, creating or increasing your streams of income, even getting life insurance, and so many more. There are a myriad of financial goals that individuals target.
Yeah. And like you mentioned, it's quite a variety, it's quite a cocktail of goals people are aiming at.
Mm-hmm.
And someone might have 3-4. Someone may want to get a new job. Someone may want to save more. Right. Someone may want to reduce their spending expenditure. And all that, mm-hmm. you know, becomes a lot. It's a lot to do in one go. So then for me, it's becoming like you have quite the infinite goals. It's sort of like mm-hmm. resources. It's always, you know, needs and resources. Mm-hmm. It's unlimited, but you have limited time. Maybe you want to do this within this year.
Mm-hmm.
The days are limited, but what you need to achieve is unlimited and there are many factors to it. How do you feel one should go at pursuing if you have multiple financial goals, you know, not just one? Right. Like the example you just gave of, you know, you want to save more, you want mm-hmm. to get a new job, you mm-hmm. want to start a side hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, each of these goals is quite the process.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I would like to assume that by the time you are sitting down and thinking, I want to have financial goals, or I have financial goals, and what goals do I begin tackling? You've sat down and taken stock of your life. You know exactly where you are. You know what income level you are at, or you're saying, this is the year I'm going to either maybe quit my job and begin entrepreneurship, or this is what has been happening over the years and something has got to give. Maybe I'm a heavy spender. Maybe I'm in too deep in debt. Therefore, one would be you take stock of your life, because then how do you plan for goals and yet you're not looking back to look forward, right? You have to have some retrospect. Number two, I would say prioritization. What is the most important thing you need to work on now? You can't work on 20 goals in a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's ludicrous.
Yeah.
So I love the power of three. So I normally tell myself the power of three. What are my top three priorities I want to work on this year? I need to reduce my spending. I need to maybe increase my stream of income, and maybe I want to tackle my debt. So less is actually more. I call it the miniskirt theory.
Mm-hmm.
Less is actually more,
mm-hmm.
where you work on 3 goals, for instance, whatever. It could be 5 for you, 3, whatever, but not too many. So get maybe 3 goals you want to work on. Ask yourself, of the 3, how do I prioritize? Okay.
Yeah.
So marginal adjustments comes in here. Marginal adjustments is step by step, doing something small every day towards the 3 goals you have selected, so that it doesn't feel like it's larger than life. Okay. So when you're done with the 3 or they are on track, then you can say, okay, because I have reduced my debt and now I have a lot more margin, what next can I do? What else can I? Okay. So with the little extra income I have, why don't I invest it then?
Mm-hmm.
So it begins with first taking stock of your life. What are your priorities? What are the 3 top goals you want to tackle? And then taking it step by step. Marginal adjustments. Don't expect to get rid of debt in a day or in a month, but being also patient with yourself,
mm-hmm.
that I have these 3 goals and this is how I will work on them. I must bring in the concept of SMART goals.
Yeah.
Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound.
Time-bound, yeah.
If you have that, so you have your 3 goals that you want to achieve, are these goals SMART? Do they fall under the SMART? Are they specific?
Mm-hmm.
Can you measure them? Achievable. Is it possible for you to achieve these goals? Is it realistic?
Mm-hmm.
And is it time bound? So those are some of the things I would say, in a scope of so many goals, choose a few and then move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Marginal adjustments.
Yeah.
Miniska theory.
Mm-hmm. And I think walked me through some of the factors that should influence. Are there any other factors you feel might be determining? Is it income, where you at in life? I don't know whether that matters a lot in terms of factors that might influence what goals to set, especially with what you mentioned, being smart. You know, you don't set unrealistic. You also don't want to underachieve in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
What are other key factors perhaps to still, you know, make consideration for as you embark on goal setting?
What is your bigger goal in life? So you want to tackle debt. To what end? What will you do? So now you have a big debt, call it even 100,000 debt perhaps.
Yeah.
You want to clear that. So you clear that, then what? What happens to the, you know, the money now you have sort of availed? What do you want to do? What's the bigger goal eventually?
Mm-hmm.
Because yes, we're working on, let's be debt free, let's invest a little more, let's reduce our spending. By doing that, then you increase the amount of money that you have. What will you do with that money? What's the overall plan? Now you have a short-term goal, then you have middle-term goals, and you have long-term goals. What's the bigger picture?
Yeah.
Eventually, what do you want to do with all this money you're going to sort of free up? So you have to look at things sort of like at the end, at the beginning. You have to kind of have to have the bigger picture. So I say reduce my spending from maybe if my expenses in a month are 100,000, I've managed to possibly put measures in place, maybe buy things from wholesale for my home. Maybe I'm able to not do a lot of social functions. So I have a lot of money. What do I do with that money? That's what you need to ask yourself, because eventually it will compound. If you're freeing up a lot more money, then you have a lot more money within your disposability.
Yeah.
What then is the overall goal? Are we going to put it in, for example, a unit trust, an MMF, or somewhere where it's growing, so that eventually where will it go? So even as we are tackling the 3 initial goals, maybe short term, we need to think about midterm and long term. Eventually, all the money I put together, where do I want to go? I must talk about something at this point in time, just to maybe tie in with the financial goals. There's a guy called Dave Ramsey. I absolutely love Dave Ramsey.
I've read his book.
Yes, the Ramsey Baby Books. Millionaire, the Baby Steps to Being Sort of a Millionaire. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about 7 things that he has 7 things he talks about, the 7 steps to being a millionaire, and he calls them the baby steps. So I know we'll get into it probably in the next question in a lot more detail.
Yeah.
But when you look at his philosophies and what he says, it's literally bite-sized. The thing I'm talking about, the marginal adjustments, the small things you're doing towards getting to your overall goal. And they come in 7 steps. So he'll talk about maybe have an emergency fund.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have $100,000? He talks about $1,000.
$1,000. Maybe $150,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
With
whatever the exchange rate is now.
Yeah.
How much are you putting that aside? Just say, for example, call it 100,000 Kenyan mm-hmm. shillings mm-hmm. or whatever it is in your context. Do you have that stacked somewhere where you can easily access it if your car breaks down today? Number two, he talks about debts. You must go ham on your debts. The only debt he talks about that perhaps will spread out for a much longer time is a mortgage, because yeah. it does take some time to get rid of that. And then now, a fully funded emergency fund. You're employed. Do you have 3 months' worth of salary tucked away somewhere or to cover for your expenses?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Then he goes on to talk about, are you saving? And then number five, he talks about investments. Okay, so now you see you've loosened up some, you have some money here and there, you've kind of done that. And then eventually giving and more investments, etc. So the aim, and I think just to say in a nutshell, is what's your overall, what's your long-term goal, what's your mid-term goal, and what's your short-term goal?
Mm-hmm. So you should have them spread out the same way.
Exactly.
Not just 2024, it's what 2024 ties perhaps to 2025 and beyond.
Yeah. Your five-year plan, where do you want to be in 5 years?
Yeah.
In 3 years' time, where do you want to be? Do you still want to be employed? Do you want to be in entrepreneurship?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe you're just starting a family. The kids are going to come. What does that look like? College fund or school fees or whatever. So you need to kind of have, as I said, the end in mind.
Yeah.
That will determine how you spread out the attainment or how you tackle your goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that brings us to the, you know, the next question I may have. There's quite a thin line sometimes between ambition and being a bit delusional with goals. And, you know, you can set, you know, goals, depending on who's looking at them, they might look attainable. But I know the best thing, again, is to be true to oneself here. Right. So do you feel there would be unattainable goals when you are, we went back to SMART, you know, attainable on the A part.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel there are some goals that perhaps might fall outside that A on the SMART if we are, you know, to use this methodology?
If we're to be really honest, Kefa,
yeah.
there are definitely bad goals or unattainable goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say that, of course, it's a very unique case from person to person. But if your goals require you to make debt payments or set aside savings that exceed your earnings, then we have a problem. Okay? Then we have a problem. Or it exceeds your monthly budget. You need to accept that the goal you set is attainable in the interim. It's not out of your scope. If, let's give an example. I think it's good to just kind of give context. If you earn 100,000 and you have a goal of living in a leafy suburbia and you're paying rent of 150.
Yeah, that's already off.
Is that a problem?
It's already off.
It's off. Okay, let's say you want to own a car. You're saying, I am tired of Futsubishi and I want to now get into it. I want to buy a car. And the dream car, the car I've always dreamt about, is an E250 Mercedes-Benz. Market price is 3 million bob. Okay, used, you can negotiate here and there. Maybe 2.5 if you push it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're earning 200,000, even 3. And you're saying that by December 2024, unless the Lord comes down himself, or you win the lottery,
yeah.
or something crazy, it's going to be difficult to get to that goal. So what's going to happen? You're going to get frustrated, or you'll start living beyond your means. That's a bad goal. That if it makes you live beyond your means, what I have said, if it makes you exceed the income you're getting,
yeah.
then that's definitely going to be a bad goal or a bad debt. So I feel we need to be realistic. We need to ask ourselves, do we need to live that flash lifestyle now? Nope. But if I sort of deny myself today, will this lifestyle be possible in a year or two? Perhaps. Mm-hmm. If I just bury my head in the sand, work, multiple streams of income, maybe ask for a pay raise, maybe get another job that pays better, or get into business and just thrive, maybe then I can attain that long-term, mid-term goal. Then it doesn't look like it's a monster anymore. But we need to be realistic. We need to live beyond our means to stop making goals that are unattainable. And unattainable maybe in the now. Maybe they're attainable in 10 years. And we need to be real about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing for me is we are still in the early month. You know, if you start writing your date by the month, it's still one, mm-hmm. reads one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll move to Feb, we'll move to March.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of goals might fall by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's about how do you stay consistent. We've seen people fail, people trying dieting, people trying working out, and somehow they fall off the radar. What keeps you, you know, motivated? What keeps you in the field of play? If I'm chasing down this financial goal, I want to spend less.
Right.
What stops me from, you know, blowing all my money again in Easter after you know, doing quite the job up to April? How, in terms of consistency and building that consistency, how does one do it? Especially for those who've never done it, perhaps. Mm-hmm. They've never, you know, they've never set financial goals. They never decided we are, you know, saving money, spending less, tracking my spending. They've never done it. They're doing it for the very first time. How do you keep the train on the rails,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, not get it to derail?
First of all, taking stock. Let's talk about our value system, Kefa. Your value system will determine your discipline and consistency. If you've known tough times, if you've known poverty, that should scare you enough to not fall into the same trap.
Mm-hmm.
If, for instance, there are days you've sat in your house and you're like, I don't even have 50 shillings to buy a Bamba 50.
Yeah.
And now you get this job or you run a business and it's becoming, you know, somewhat successful and you're earning a little bit of money. You know the pain that if this job, you know, kind of, you know, if it doesn't go as planned or it's not as successful, I'll go back to this place where even having 50 shillings to buy airtime, I don't have.
Yeah.
There's a wise man who said, you either have the pain of discipline or the pain of regret in life.
Mm-hmm.
You, all of us will have to choose between the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. So the buck stops with you. If you've known what poverty is like, if you've known what the pain of not having money is, you are going to choose discipline, not motivation. Discipline and consistency over anything. Oh. So if you fall off the tracks, Easter comes and you use more than you wanted to use, then you pick yourself up and start the process again.
Yeah.
You start the process again.
It's never too late to again commit again, because some might be 2024 is gone.
No.
I'm waiting for a new year.
Marginal adjustments.
Yeah.
Kidogo hujaza kibaba. So if you start now and you fall off maybe by Easter, then you start again. It's better than choosing to just mess until December and then you start again. You'll have fallen so far off the rail with a lot more issues than you could have possibly avoided. The other thing I'll talk about is, new goals don't deliver new results.
But interesting. You could speak more to that.
New lifestyles do. That's a quote from James Clear, the guy who wrote Atomic Habits.
Yep.
So he says, new goals don't deliver new results. It's the new lifestyle that does. So your lifestyle has got to be consistent with the goals that you're planning.
Mm-hmm.
So you just need to stay on the track. There are many ways also that can keep you accountable. You can have an accountability partner. You can tell somebody, I want you to keep me accountable. Ukiniona sherehe, please call me aside or tell me, you know, let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
We have financial apps that can keep you accountable. You can track all your expenditure. There are several financial apps, both on Android and on
iOS.
So such things will make you also see, wow, it's mid-month and I've already blown 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
But if you're just spending without a care in the world, then there's going to be a problem. Another thing you can do to encourage you not to fall off the tracks, the real tracks, would be, what if you automate your savings? What if you automate the system? So this app, for instance, the financial app, there are many. I use one of them. It's called Wallet. And I track my expenditure. So at the end of every day, it'll ping me around 7-8 p.m. like, you haven't input today's expenditure.
Yeah.
And it gives you a summary, like, this is what you, because you'll input your total income, mm-hmm. and every day you're putting expenses, so you're seeing your money kind of dropping, you know, okay, this is what is I have only to spend. So it reminds you, you have to key in this, you have to key in this. The other thing it does is reminds you, have you saved. So having such systems, automating your savings, maybe having a standing order with your bank, immediately this money hits my account, let it go into this or that or the other, helps keep you in track. And then celebrate yourself, Kefa.
Yeah.
Encourage yourself. So if the first quarter or the first month, I'm like, wow, I've been able to do this and this and I've gotten far along in my goals, celebrate yourself. But have budgeted for that celebration.
Yeah, don't just
budget,
go
no, no,
all
no, no,
out.
No, 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 no. Budget for chips and chicken at your favorite joint.
Yeah.
But make sure it was just like, if I hit this,
I'll do this. Yeah.
Because then you motivate yourself. You celebrate the small wins. It's never that serious. Celebrate the small wins, no matter how small they are.
All right.
Yeah.
And just as we wrap up, for you perhaps, what do you feel is, you know, the biggest financial goal for someone perhaps who set their goals, you know, we are well into the year. Mm-hmm. They are yet to set the financial goal. What's the one thing you feel that anyone who was looking to set a financial goal may not have done it? What is it they need, you know, to keep in mind going into the year for you?
Okay. Going into the new year, you have to remember that you're the one who reaps the benefits of setting your financial goals.
Mm-hmm.
You are the greatest beneficiary. To start with, you might have beneficiaries, yes, but you're the greatest beneficiary of you starting a lifestyle that serves you right. So it becomes a legacy eventually. If you think about it, when talked about long-term goals, the savings you do today, all these millionaires and billionaires, they started somewhere. They didn't just wake up and boom, we've saved money, we are debt-free, etc. There are people who started below zero, like literally knee debt, the debt was at their knees completely. They were submersed in debt, but they got out of it. But the marginal adjustments I talked about, little by little, every day. If you have a spare 50 shilling, put it aside. Start somewhere. Don't start big. Educate yourself. Financial literacy is important. Read, look at articles, go to YouTube, listen to this show, go back to other podcasts that have been done and get to see how can you then edify yourself financially. What else are you doing? Because also if you sit in your cocoon and say, I'm just going to save this year, I'm going to do this, and you're not armed enough to do this, then you're not going to be at a good place. So encourage yourself that it can be done. Look at other people's encouraging stories of where they're beginning from, right? Some people literally from grass to grace, literally from rags to riches. Be encouraged by that. Falling back is not the end. So fall back, but get back on track. Consistency and discipline over motivation above all else. I talked about the miniskirt theory, where less is more. Have less goals that are attainable. Use a smart method to ask yourself, does this work? So start today. Now, get that app. Start keying in your income. Start keying, tracking your expenditure. Start today. Today.
All right.
Yeah.
I think that's a good point to end it. I'd like to thank you for being on the podcast, our first for the year. And that has been Muthoni Muchai, an excellence life coach. And we've been discussing about redefining money goals. And onwards, as we carry on in the season, we'll learn more about creating money, investing money, saving money, and protecting your wealth. This has been the Make Money Podcast. My name is Kefa Muirore, and this is a production of The Business Daily.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.